Okay, Shavua Tov, Gun Moid, Modim L'Simcha, Chag Sameach to everyone, for those here at Yisrael. Obviously, this has been a very interesting Sukkot, definitely memorable Sukkot so far. Off to a great start. It's fantastic here. The weather, Baruch Hashem, is amazing. For those in America, hope all is well. So I wanted to speak about, let's talk about a little bit about Vizos HaBrach. Over Sukkot, we know there's no real, we haven't really had a Parshat HaShavua on a regular Shabbos since Shabbos Shuvah. We had that with the Hazinu, but it's been a while. So we're sort of reading Vizos HaBrach sometimes on Shabbos, but we ultimately are going to read Vizos HaBrach, finishing the Torah on Simchas Torah. So I wanted to share a couple ideas from Vizos HaBrach, which I think is very, very applicable to the holiday itself of Simchas Torah, and the chizuk that we can take from Vizos HaBrach and apply it to our own lives moving forward. So idea number one, the Lamed Gimel Dalet early on. The pasuk says, right, the famous pasuk, Torah tzivalanu Moshe morashaki los Yaakov, right? The Torah that Moshe commanded us is our inheritance, our heritage through again all the way dating back to Yaakov, right? The Torah kedoshah is our mesorah, and the basic pshat is in the pasuk is that the Torah isn't just designated for. For special people, for special holy people, for Talmidei Chacham, and rather what? It's a Yerusha, it's our inheritance for what? It's a Yerusha for every Yid, every Jew has a stake in the Torah, and it's not something that is exclusive. And the Rambam actually speaks about this. I want to just focus on this Rambam. For this Mahalach, the Rambam in Hilchos Tamatora is found in Sefer Mada. So the Rambam writes there in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. He describes that there's three types of crowns. A Klal Yisrael is crowned with three types of crowns: Keser Kehuna, Keser Malchus, and Keser Torah. Right, the Keser Kehuna. Who does that go to? That goes to Aaron. Right, Shenemar V'Ha'isalo Lazaro Acharav Bris Kohanim Olam. And the Keser Malchus. Who does that go to? Keser Malchus, says the Rambam, Zacha Bo David Shenemar Zara Liolam Yev V'Chiso Kishamash Negdi. So those two crowns are actually reserved and designated for specific tribes and for specific groups. However, Keser Torah, says the Rambam, Keser Torah, Harei Munach Va'Omed U'Muchad Lachol. It's there. It's waiting. It's standing. It's available to anyone. How do we know? Shenemar Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morsha Kilos Yaakov, from this pasuk that we're speaking about in Dvarim. And what's pshat, says the Rambam? Kol misha yirtza yavo v'yitol. Whoever wants it, come and he can take it. He can take the Keser Torah. And the Rambam tries to compare also the different types of crowns. You know, right? Which is greater? Which is less? Which is the inferior? Which is superior? Right? Shematom arshosin haktar magdolim me Keser Torah. Rehu omer bivalachim imlochu veranazim yichochu tzadik biyisharim yeshuru. So the pshat is maybe there's some havaminas that the other crowns are better. But no, halamata shekeser Torah gadol mi keser kuhuna keser malchus, says the Rambam. And why is it better? The keser Torah is better than keser kuhuna keser malchus. Why? Because it's something that you can genuinely earn. Keser malchus and keser and the keser kuhuna is just something you're entitled to from birth. You don't have to do anything just by being born, just by existing from a certain tribe, from a certain shevet. You're automatically entitled to that. As opposed to the Torah, again, it's we all have a chelik. But it's up for grabs, and anyone can earn it. However, there's a certain stira, right? Mitzad echad, we're understanding from the Rambam, and we're understanding from the pasuk here that it's actually they're truly right. The Torah is reserved, but it's reserved for any yid, any Jew has a stake in it. Any Jew has a din yerusha of it. But is this true? We know that in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah says in Perek Beis, Perek Beis, correct, Mishnah Yud Beis. The pasuk says as follows. The Mishnah says as follows: V'hiskin es atzmich alul mul Torah she'ena yirusha shecha. Rather, what you should actually work hard and you should be metaking yourself. You should fix yourself up to learn Torah. Why? Because it's not a Yerusha. It's not just something that any Jew is entitled to. So we sort of need to balance out the stira right now, this contradiction. Mitzad Echad, we're understanding from basic pshat in the pasuk of right more Shakilos Yaakov. It's that again, anyone from Klal Yisrael has a din Yerusha in the Torah, and the Rambam, right? The Rambam writes again, the Keser Torah can belong to any Jew. But Mitzad Sheni, it's saying we have to fix the Pirkei Avos is saying, he's saying it's not a Yerusha for us. Rather we have to do a real tikkun. So how are we miyashim this? So says the Sfas Emes, Zchus Yugin Aleinu, the second Ger Rebbe. The truth is, he says, it's not a contradiction. Rather, you have to understand as follows. The Torah itself is a Yerusha. It's something that's our inheritance. It's destined to go to any Jew. But this is not a Yerusha that comes mimele, right? Certain types of inheritance become mimele, right? A person is a son of X, and the son Y automatically gets something because I don't know whether it's written in a will or it's just, or meaning those are just the rules that just passed down once a person dies from father to son, from teacher to apprentice, v'chule. However, says the Sfas Emes, there is Torah. I mean, Yerusha does have Torah. Torah does have Yerusha, but it's potential inheritance. Rather, meaning it's there for us, but it depends if we're actually going to take that inheritance. Meaning that it's not enough. I mean, the truth is, yes, it's reserved for us. But if we don't take it, if we don't really grab at it, if we don't desire for it, if we don't put in the hard work, if we don't put in the amelis or have proper hishtadlus, that Keser Torah, the crown of the Torah is not necessary. We're not necessarily going to acquire it. It can end up going to other people, and this exactly is the pshat in the Rambam. How do we know this? He actually says later on in Halacha Vav, he mentions about the Keser Torah and all these things, and he says that what says the Rambam in Halacha Vav? Mishe nasu belibo lekayim mitzvah zu karoi la v'lios muhtar biktara shel Torah. A person who really wants it. True, right? Anything, right? It's ready for us, says the Rambam in Halacha Aleph in Paragimel Hilchos Talmud Torah. That yes, the Keser Torah is the greatest out of the three crowns, and it's waiting for us. However, though, right, as the Sfas Emes is saying, that this is probably Pshat in the Rambam. It's only there if we're going to work hard for it, right? As the Rambam says in Halacha Vav, right? You want the crown? Lo yisiach daito ledvar macherim. You can't have hesach hadas to other things. Velo yasim alibo shiknatorim osher v'chavod ke'echon. You have to focus on the Torah. The Torah is the ikur. Kachu darko shel Torah. That's the way the Torah is. That's just the way the Torah. Parei pas is close to Mishnah Avos. Pas melchtochal velavalar tishan v'chay tzadachay v'torah v'diyamo. Amelis is the key, right? If a person puts in the proper effort of and applying himself through toiling and putting proper hishtalos and amelis, ultimately then the Torah, the Keser Torah will fall to him, midin Yerusha, and he'll inherit all the glory of the Torah. And this is exactly, and this again, just some chizik here. This is exactly pshat and Simchas Torah. This is why we're reading Vizos HaBracha on Simchas Torah. This is the pshat and the psukim. And again, obviously, this is easier said than done. It's not so simple. Okay, all of a sudden, a person is just going to have a shtadlus and a melus, and instantly, okay, I'm being mishtado. Give me my Keser Torah. Put the crown on my head and let me walk around. No, a person needs to really work hard for it. And that's the yisod of Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, again, it's hard, but we're supposed to get ourselves to the proper mindset that we're celebrating Simchas Torah because we want it. Even though it's hard, it's something that we want. It's something that we're besimcha about, something that we enjoy. And the yisod, that's the yisod of Simchas Torah. We dance and we're happy and we want to have this proud. We hope that we have this happy feeling that we want to do the amelis, that we want to put in the hard work because we want to ultimately be crowned by Kodesh Baruch Hu, by the Keser Torah itself. So Adkan, idea number one. Idea number two. right away in the beginning of the parsha, v'zos habracha sher berach Moshe isha Elokim es b'nei Yisrael lefnei Moso. Right, this is as the Torah concludes, and b'nei Yisrael is getting ready to enter Eretz Yisrael for the first time as a nation in its entirety, and we obviously know from previous parshas that unfortunately Moshe is not going to be zocha to enter Eretz Yisrael. He ends up giving them brachos before he dies. This is his last moments of his life. And I want to note the title that the Torah gives Moshe. They refer to him as the Isha Elokim, the man of God. What exactly does that mean, the man of God? First of all, we have to understand this is not just a unique one-time type of thing which we're describing Moshe, you know, specifically in this context. Moshe is often he's referred many times in Tanakh as the Isha Elokim, right? We have one here in Sefer Yoshua in Perek Yedalf Pasuk Vav, right? The Pasuk says Asher Dibar Hashem El Moshe Isha Elokim, right? We also say every Shabbos Pasuk Zer in Tehillim in Perek Tzadi Pasuk Aleph Tfila Le Moshe Isha Elokim, right? That Moshe is the man of God, a man of God. So what exactly does this mean? So, meaning in the context of our Pesukim and Vizos HaBracha, the Ramban on the Torah and the Evan Ezra explain that the fact that again these blessings, right? The pasuk says, right? These rishonim dissect the pasuk and say this bracha that Moshe, the man of God, is blessing a Klal Yisrael before he dies, is implying that within his title, that again that he's a man of God, that these brachos are coming directly from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, he's an Isha Elokim, so meaning whatever he does is coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if this is the case, then for sure, one can almost be certain. One can almost be certain that there won't that these brachos will ultimately come to its fruition. It will ultimately be fulfilled because it's directly coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's one idea in terms of a pshat level. Deepening this a little bit, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes, and he says that the godless of he's actually medayik, it's to note the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to understand Moshe Rabbeinu, right, again, to focus on the context. Moshe Rabbeinu right now, again, he could very well be arguably the greatest man to ever live in Eretz Yisrael, ever live on the face of the earth. And however, unfortunately, the end of his life is coming, and he was leading Klal Yisrael all these years. And finally, to the end goal, the destination, they're at the finish line, entering Eretz Yisrael, the land in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us Yidden. And what happens? Obviously, Moshe messed up earlier on in the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. Even after all the good that Moshe did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Moshe is being punished. He is not allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. Still, however, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was still an Isha Elokim. He had every right to be upset at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but no. He's still, up until his last breaths, up until his last action, the Torah is highlighting that he did it as what? As an Isha Elokim. He did it wholeheartedly. He did it b'shleimus halev. He blessed Klal Yisrael as a real man of HaKadosh Baruch, as a real man of God. Even though God wasn't happy with him at the end, obviously because he didn't let him come to Eretz Yisrael, it could be that Moshe had every right to be disappointed, but still, he was constantly being b'shleimus halev and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also by us, I think this is also very, very applicable, as we need chizik at this time, right? We're going to dance around the Torah. Unclear in terms of the way the world is working right now with COVID, how exactly Simchas Torah is going to pan out and to unfold, but still. We're still striving to be like an Isha Elokim. But again, what's the pshat? What does it mean to be an Isha Elokim? Isha Elokim means you need shleimus halev. When you do things, you do it wholeheartedly. It doesn't mean you do it all the way, or you do things, you do it well. But it's the feeling you put in. It's the emotion that you put in, which is also the sort of Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, again, it's not just a completion in the Torah It's not just about Limud HaTorah, it's not just about Talmud Torah, it's about Simchas HaTorah, right? It's the Simcha before the Torah. It's the Simchas Torah highlights a certain level of emotion. Because you need to put in the regish, the emotion, in order for the Torah to be productive and for the Torah to be efficient, and that's exactly what we're trying to do here in Simchas Torah, that we're celebrating wholeheartedly, right? We're dancing with all our might. We do all these different things because we're showing our appreciation. It's not just that we're learning Limud HaTorah. It's where we're celebrating. It's the Simcha that's ultimately gonna bring out our success in Torah, because that's really what it's all about. We know many, many different makoros. Again, stating back from all the way back to Parshat Kitzav, we spoke about Tachas Hashem, right? Again, right, the issue of not serving Kodesh Baruch Hu wholeheartedly. A person might be cursed. So again, just being happy about the Torah, right? Rabbi Nachman, right? The Rabbi Nachman of Breslau, right? Mitzvah Gedoliyos B'Simchat Tamid, right? They come with a lot of these songs, and it's not just like Breslov techno music. If a person really understands the words of what it really means to be besimcha, especially besimcha with Torah, he'll have unlimited siyata d'shmaya in his learning. So ad kan idea number two. Idea number three here in Parshas Vezosa Bracha, and with this we'll finish, is as follows. The pasuk says in Lamed Gimel Yud Ches. Right, in Revi. Ah, so the pasuk says, "Uzvulun amar smach zvulun betzeisecha v'yisacha be'olecha." Right, so when Moshe is giving everyone the brachos, he mentions, right, zvulun is going to rejoice and is going to be besimcha in all of their all their journeys and excursions, and Yisachar is going to be besimcha in their tents. And we know this. We know that this pasuk highlights the famous partnership between Yisachar and Zvulun. They have a special, unique, an inspiring partnership, a shutfus, right? We know that Zvulun is supposed to be they work hard. They're involved in commerce with their ships, and they serve as tomchei Torah, machzikei Torah to who? To Yisachar, who sits in their tents day in and day out. They build the lomdei Torah, marbitzei Torah, dayanim, and they're the ikur of and they're the ikur of the ruchnius of people, and we know to this very day we see this partnership of Yisachar and Zvulun coming into fruition. You see many people that are learning Yomim V'Layla and that are contributing to Klal Yisrael through Limud HaTorah, and they're contributing to the Torah itself, and then there's other types of people that are also contributing to the Torah. They're being Machzik Torah, they're being Torim Torah, but they're equally contributing. They're doing it in a different way, but these are two great and holy contributions to the Olam HaTorah. And just to note, in terms of Pshat in the Pesukim, the Sifri comments that what's Pshat in these Pesukim. So he says that you're focusing on Zvulun. Zvulun is going to be Besimcha when Bitseisecha, when they go out. So it says it's a free. It's not referring to, you know, just the regular journeys. Referring to when they leave this world, when they go from Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba, ultimately they're gonna be the ones that are rejoicing. Why? Because they really invested. Truly didn't invest hours in Limud HaTorah, but they invested. They invested smartly. They invested wisely into the Olam HaTorah, and ultimately in Olam Haba, they're going to be the ones that are rejoicing. Rav Aaron Cutler even makes a fascinating ha'ara. He has a chiddush, and he says that he used to say to the tomchei Torah, to the supporters of Torah, it's not just that zvulun and all the people that are machzik Torah. It's not that only, oh wow, they're going to get schar in olam haba, they're going to get schar in olam hazeh for the tzedakah that they gave. You know, to Torah institutions and to Torah learners and to Torah teachers and to Torah scholars, but rather what? They're also going to be zoche to understand and to have the knowledge of all that Torah that they were responsible for, and all that Torah that they were supporting. It's a tremendous chiddush, even though they didn't sit and put in the hours to learn the Torah, but the fact that they supported that Torah, they're considered achrayi on that Torah. They're considered responsible for that Torah, and ultimately they're going to be zocha to even have to also have that yediyah and to have that havana ultimately in the world to come. And that's also, I think, also the yesod in Simchas Torah. That what? That everyone celebrates. It doesn't matter whether you're a lomdei Torah, whether you're a lomdei Torah, a tomich Torah, a one of the marbitzei Torah, a balabas. Doesn't matter what hashkafa, what job, what nusach. Everyone on this day is celebrating the Torah. Why? Because every single person in Klal Yisrael contributes to the Olam HaTorah, and every single person, and that's what we say, right? On Yontif, right? Kachin b'tzusecha b'sein chelkeinu b'sora secha, right? That Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to say, we pray that He gives us our chelik in His Torah, but every single person has a different chelik, and that's really the yesod of Simchas Torah, that everyone's coming together and because it's everyone that's putting their pieces to everyone's contributing their piece to the puzzle, and ultimately at the end of Vezil Sabracha, that's what we get an entire completion, a Simchas HaTorah, because why are we besameach, because everyone contributed, and that's the reason to celebrate. Because again, it's not enough for each person to contribute on their own. It's ultimately when the pieces come together, the Yisachars and the Zvulans. Ultimately, that's where we achieve the ultimate simcha. And this is also just some chizuk moving forward. That again, that obviously this everyone has to understand what their role is in the Olam HaTorah. Don't people shouldn't be trying to do too much, or people shouldn't be trying to do things that are not in their league. Rather, understanding what is your chelik in the Torah and fulfilling that chelik, because because every person's chelik is integral to the overall Olam HaTorah and the Torah world that Klal Yisrael has. So these were several ideas which I wanted to speak about to summarize on Parshas Vezil Sabracha, how it's connected to the holy holiday of Simchas Torah. Again, the idea of that we're being crowned the Keser Torah, but the Keser Torah is not it's out there for every Jew, but it's not just a gimme. It's something that we have to work on, and then ultimately we'll be able to inherit it. Also, again, the way in which we're celebrating, the way in which we're engaging ourselves in Torah, needs to be more besimcha, right? How do we? Right? Because if you're really besimcha, then you're ultimately defined. You have this title of being an Ish Elokim, really, being right, serving Kadosh Baruch Hu wholeheartedly. And last, we spoke about the Achzakas HaTorah, understanding your role, understanding right the Yisachar and the Zvulun back then, as they have the brachas here, in terms of people who really contribute, will ultimately be zoche to contribute again in many different ways. Will be ultimately, people be zoche to have the havana of that Torah which they're responsible for, right? Take achrayas. Whether they're different, whether they're supporting, whether they're learning, whether they're creating new initiatives and are helping people, right? This is really what it's all about. So I want to wish everyone a chag sameach, a moadim l'simcha, good moed. Again, we should all be zoche, hopefully to be together in the large sukkah in Yerushalayim Yerkodesh Bimhera V'Yameinu Amen. Yasher Koach, everyone, have a wonderful day.